to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. We're glad you're here today. Bridget's here today. I'm here today. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Give us a shot on iHeartRadio Talk. You can customize information. iHeartRadio is a great way to be entertained by music. You have specific musical tastes. You can customize your music based on your musical taste and also customize your information. So we're now on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what's called the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can update and customize your information. A couple of ways to do it. You can download the app, iHeartRadio, or you can go to the web, iHeartRadio.com. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So there's no way you can avoid hearing this great show every week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike, at 35 after the hour, we have a guest, Dr. Ginsberg, Dr. Gary. What's toxic, what's not's not with us today, but Dr. Janice Hill Prostowski is a dermatologist. And what's our topic with a guest at 35 after the hour today?
Well, she's going to talk about the interesting thing about what cold does to the skin, how to manage frostbite, but more importantly, in general, what you should do, whether you should use moisturizer, that type of thing in the winter, and what is good and what isn't good. So we'll talk to her about that. She's also become an expert on weather and vortexes over this issue. And so I'm going to try and find out a little bit about how common this vortex we had was. And does this mean since we had one, we're going to have more of them? Or is this an isolated event?
If you could adjust your sound mic, your microphone, and or you're getting a little bit of a loose, weak signal with your mic, if you could just...
I apologize. I had it on mute because I had to cough, and I apologize. So that's right. She's going to talk to us about what to do in the cold, how to protect yourself from frostbite, what happens if you get frostbite, what your symptoms are, how to know about it, how to protect yourself. And then she's also become an expert on this vortex issue.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask her whether, because we had one, that means we're going to have a bunch more, or if one is it and this is just an isolated thing, whether these things come in bunches or not.
Well, on my morning show, we talk a lot with our meteorologists every hour on the morning show I have here in Syracuse. And apparently, evidently, from what I learned this week, there's always a polar vortex. A polar vortex is always there, but the conditions exist whereby it created what it created this past week for much of the country. The average temperature for the entire country under this influence of the polar vortex this week, believe it or not, average temperature was 17 degrees. So this thing was pretty... This thing was really, really dynamic.
But they're always there. Once the conditions set up, Joe, did the meteorologist say once the conditions set up and you have one, does that mean we're going to have a series, or does that mean, or is it just an isolated phenomenon?
Don't know. It all depends on a lot of variables in weather, and there's so many variables in weather that affect the way patterns exist, jet streams and, you know, those kind of things. They really can't say, and that was one of the questions. I hope we don't get one of these again, and they really can't say. All of these things have to come into play. All these elements have to work into what they call a perfect storm. Loosely defined, I understand also, a polar vortex is considered a mini hurricane, and that's what they call them, and they just, in this particular case, it just cranked those winds from the Arctic Circle in a counterclockwise direction and pulled all that cold air into the entire country. So it's always there, and it's almost like a mini hurricane. And again, I think they said, 45 or 50 people died this week across the country because of this polar vortex.
So that'll
be our guest at 35 after
now,
the hour.
Did other countries experience the same thing? In other words, other countries that border on the North Pole. So did this affect Russia? Did it affect Iceland? Did it affect Norway and Finland, or is it just us?
Well, it may affect them a lot, but it affected us Because we don't see it that often. I think, you know, those kind of temperatures are pretty standard for those, you know, those countries. Even in Alaska, it can get down to 55 degrees below zero. I mean, that's not the wind chill. You can see places in Alaska get down to 55 below. So I think they have an influence on these other countries, but because it's such a rare occurrence in this country that it was a special thing.
Was that the cause of this water pollution problem that West Virginia, the nine counties in West Virginia had? Was that the cause? In other words, was those cold weather? Did that crack some pipe on the on whatever chemical this was?
I don't know. I don't know. But it did crack my son's pipes in his house in Cleveland a couple of days ago. He had a burst pipe in his bathroom. That's how cold it got. Evidently, it was colder in Cleveland.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah.
It was below 10 degrees. I mean, 10 below zero.
Yeah, wind chills were like 20 or 30, 35 below zero in Cleveland. So, but the entire country just experienced it. In Atlanta, the temperature was high. In Atlanta one morning, it was 7 degrees. So it's nature weather is a pretty powerful thing.
Well, we're going to find out from our guest how fast you get frostbite in this 7 degrees and what you should do to protect yourself from it. Is there a cream? Do you put on Vaseline over and then put on some plastic gloves and then regular gloves? Does that protect you? We're going to find out a lot of techniques that we think may help if this occurs again.
I wonder if she agrees with what football fans do in real cold weather. Just drink more booze. You know,
you believe those guys. I don't know if you saw those guys at the Green Bay game, but there were guys who were actually out with no shirt on.
Yeah,
and they filmed them. I don't know whether that. I mean, that had to be long enough for them to get frostbite.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. And yet, some of the players playing in short sleeves, right? Some of the linemen. You know, they're playing in short sleeves.
My brother was talking about that and saying that they had to have been.
Yeah, but they do it all the time. Give me a quick, before we go to the break and more top stories, a picture of what sleep loss will do to you, Dr. Mike.
Well, sleep loss not only, it essentially fries your brain. It changes your brain chemistry so you don't have good memories. It changes your brain chemistry so you want to eat more. It changes your brain chemistry in a number of ways that cause you to be addicted to whatever comes along that isn't, if you will, sleep. So that'll substitute for sleep. So the answer is, in fact, that it basically rewires your brain, and it can be chronic. So tell me, you change your time of getting up and down, and so how do you adjust that?
Are you talking to me? Me?
Yeah.
Well, I get up every day at 12:20, 12:23, as a matter of fact. For some reason, I'm weird. when the clock hits 12:23, I get up, but not a minute before, not a minute after.
Well, you don't do that on weekends, do you?
Oh, no. But I got to tell you, Friday, I'm ready to go to bed when I normally go to bed. And that's 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. My wife says, let's go someplace, let's do something. I say to myself, are you out of your mind? I've been getting up since, like, for 5 days for 12:23 a.m. And I can't do anything on Friday. And if I do, I'm just a lump on a log.
Well, it does also impede your immune system, Joe.
Yeah.
So it makes infections and the flu and other colds more likely. So you're probably smart to catch up on Friday night.
Oh, I live for Friday night but I can't go past 8 in the morning. I mean, but that's enough. I try to watch a couple of games last night, but I'm gone, and then I catch up on the sleep. So.
You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Joe.
And coming up after the break, more of the top medical stories of the week. The feds are cracking down on deceiving weight loss products. Maybe one of these is something you may have been taking. And early BPA exposure might increase risk of a certain cancer for men. We'll talk about that, too, after the break on the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg occupies this spot weekly. He's not with us today. He will return soon. What's toxic, what's not. So expect him to be back soon. We will have a guest at 35 minutes after the hour to talk about how to deal with frostbite in very cold weather conditions, extreme weather conditions like most of the country had this past week with what was called a polar vortex. And 45 people did lose their lives with the cold weather. But anyway, that'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. So in the meantime, we'll continue on and talk about some of the top medical news stories of the week. There are many, and they're all very interesting. The feds have cracked down, Dr. Mike, on weight loss products, deceiving weight loss products. Some of these are, we've heard, advertised Sensa, Lean Spa number one, those kind of things. What are the details on that?
Well, Octane, well, what they found is they asked the companies, you claim that your product causes weight loss, clinically proven, show us the data. And of course, the companies had no data other than their earnings to show. And obviously, although they collected, I think, $43 million in fines, the consumers were out a little over $1 billion spent on these products. So consumers are being deceived. The FTC is in charge of saying you've got to have honest ads. This is a false advertising. You don't see anyone cracking down on a lot of other things that, for example, Dave Cizenko talked about in that great book, Eat It to Beat It. But it should have been talked about because there are a lot of other things when it says whole grain. What does that mean? Made with whole grain. There are a lot of things that skirt the law but are still within honesty, quote unquote. But these companies, frankly, did not have the data they said they had, did not have the claims they said they had. And, you know, as Oprah said, she's tried every pill and everything else in weight loss. And if anything had worked or does work, she will be the first to come out and say it. And she says she keeps trying multiple things. None of these creams. Loctane sold five different creams that you spread on your legs, thighs, or belly to cause you weight loss. That's absolutely, someone says something that sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true, and you shouldn't shell out $100 for it.
No, one of those is one of those you sprinkle, it might be Sensa, where you sprinkle something on food. That sounds kind of shady to me.
That actually has more rationale.
Yeah?
That is, taste can, in fact, inhibit appetite. It just was that the way they did it didn't have the scientific data to show it. It may actually work. Sensa may actually have something that does work, but they had no data to show it. But in any case, it may be it may be too good to be true. But in fact, aromas and tastes can inhibit appetite. We just don't know if they work long term, and it doesn't seem like it did for Sensa.
I saw a commercial before I came to the studio today to do the show. It was a commercial for a pill you took, and it said, "Just take the pill. You don't have to change the way you eat, eat anything you want, and you don't have to exercise." What kind of message is that to send to the consumer?
Well, obviously, you know, the interesting thing is Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, my book writing partner, has a lot of experience with this. Literally 50 companies a month start with a ad saying that endorsed by Dr. Oz. He didn't endorse any of them. So he comes on the end of every show now and saying he hasn't endorsed anything. If you see an ad with it, report it to him. And they end up between he and the other owners of the show, they end up suing 50 companies a month that take products off. And of course, the people who own them just consider this a licensing fee. That is the cost of doing business because they start another company immediately on another that has a different name that does the same thing on a different internet site.
My wife went online for a product. I'm not sure. I don't think it was weight loss. Might have had to do with skin, you know, better skin, that kind of thing. But again, the pitch was endorsed by Dr. Mehmet Oz. So she looked into it, and they had the deal. First month is free. If you don't like it, return the product within 14 days. Blah 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 blah. So entice you into buying the product. You know, you sign up, and then it turns out there's some legal mumbo jumbo there, which is really in small print saying you eventually end up paying, you know, through the nose for this stuff if you don't get it back within 14 days. And again, the lure, as you say, is Dr. Oz, endorsed by Dr. Oz. I couldn't imagine him endorsing this kind of thing, and it just puts a bad light on.
Even if you walk through the grocery store or Target or something, there's always signs with the picture of his face saying, Dr. Oz recommended on his show.
So they don't contact him for approval, right, Mike?
No one has an approval to market anything with his name on it.
Yeah.
So if you see it, you know that they're a lying, cheating, stealing company.
Son of a... Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. What do you think about this this deal? Now, also this week, a pledge taken a couple of years ago by companies, General Mills, Campbell Soup, ConAgra, Kraft Foods, Kellogg Coke, and PepsiCo, Pepsi and Hershey, was to cut $1 trillion in calories by 2012 and 1.5 trillion calories by 2015. And evidently, they went above and beyond. I think they say they cut that many calories ahead of time through a variety of approaches. Do you give them any credit for doing this, or is something here that we're not hearing about?
Well, they're trying to have lower calorie versions of things. But when you say lower calorie versions, you say, well, why, how do they count this? So Coca-Cola counts it as a success because they have 6-ounce cans mm-hmm. instead of 12-ounce cans. What kind of nonsense is that? 6-ounce can, if someone buys two of them, you don't save any calories. But they say, okay, we sold in the past, they don't take, you know, 16 billion 12-ounce cans. And this year we sold 16.4 billion, but without the 6-ounce cans, we would have sold 16.9 billion. So 500 million. Well, that's, you know, maybe consumer tastes are changing. Maybe the message to consumers to have less sugar and less saturated fat is getting through. So it would have, these consumers would have changed. On the other hand, anything we can do to decrease obesity in America, to decrease the sugars and syrups in food that we eat, and to decrease saturated fat is a good thing.
Yeah, there's some value in that, I'm sure. But again, and my point would be, it's not hard to do when you cut the ingredients by cutting the size of the cans, bottles, and boxes. By charging the same price, you pay more for less while the company's got great publicity. So although you say there is some value in it, I mean, there is something behind that there that doesn't really sound too much up and up. Quarter of healthcare workers carry diarrhea spores on their hands. Tell me that's not true, Dr. Mike.
Unfortunately, it's true. What it means is bump, don't shake the hand of your healthcare worker, and wash with water and with those, you know, we have those alcohol gels all over the place. Make sure your doc or nurse or whoever uses it, and be aggressive about it. You use it aggressively, and bump fists, don't shake.
You know, my doctor comes in, when I go to my doctor, and he comes in, he washes his hands right before he examines me and my visits. Come to think of it, when the, you know, when the nurse comes in or practitioner comes in to take the vitals, you know, the blood pressure, the pulse and whatnot, I never see that person wash their hands. So you're right.
Oh, they should. We make a specific example of it, and we like everybody else in the country, have fallen off. We've had, in the past, we went from a 60% compliance with everyone wash before and after touching each patient to 98%, and now we're down to 92%. So we have a campaign again. We have these cameras all over the place to make sure, and they're able to catch your ID badge, something on your ID badge, which lights up, gives them your name, and get told when you don't do it. So there is Big Brother watching, but it's a good way to decrease infection rate and to keep hospital-acquired infections down. Joe?
All right, coming up after the break, we'll talk about frostbite, how to deal with a frostbite situation if it happens, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. The polar vortex has pulled out, and this week, much of the nation in varying degrees was affected by that terrifically cold weather. And dealing with the Arctic chill, there becomes a real threat of frostbite with actual freezing of skin and damaging skin. Dr. Janet Pristowski is a board-certified dermatologist, 25 years experience, to talk here about tips to help aid in the protection and detection of frostbite if it happens again, because there are still some winter months ahead of us in places where we really get cold winter weather. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. Is there a temperature, actual temperature, or a wind chill temperature where frostbite certainly starts to become an issue?
Well, really, frostbite begins any time the skin temperature goes below freezing. So 32 degrees is really when you have to start being seriously concerned about frostbite. And then, of course, if it's windy and you get a wind chill kind of making it seem like it's below 32, even if it's maybe a little above 32, you've got to worry about that as well, because the wind chill is going to increase the rate of heat loss from your body, so that, you know, just accelerates the whole cooling of the skin.
But even a temperature at 32 degrees, there's a potential for frostbite with somebody then.
Your body's going to start getting into the mode of being able to go in that direction. You won't actually freeze. It's like just below that where you can freeze.
Yeah,
it's
and
an ice cube. While water freezes at 32. So
right.
You've got a lot of water in your blood, and that's kind of really what happens is that you start forming ice crystals. So if you start forming ice crystals in your tissue, that's frostbite, basically.
Yeah, and a lot of school districts in the Northeast were closed this week, not necessarily, well, because a lot of walkers, and you don't want these young kids out walking in those temperatures for a length of time. That was the primary
right.
reason why these schools did decide to close. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Let me ask you about this and talk about it in terms of the kids who went out to watch football games. And one of the things that I saw told to them was they could put on plastic gloves, especially on their extremities, plastic gloves and plastic booties, and put Vaseline underneath it, and then put on their regular gloves or preferably mittens, because mittens apparently the toes and fingers keep each other warm. But they
right.
said that that by having the Vaseline, it helped protect. Is that true?
Well, I hadn't heard of that, but I could see that it might make sense. I mean, it is known, for example, that for people going to Arctic-type places, that people are given the advice not to do a lot of hand washing and feet washing because it's been found that there's an increased risk of frostbite if the hands and feet are sort of chafed and chapped from repeated washing. So the thing we use the reason we use Vaseline a lot on the hands and feet in dermatology is just to create a seal so that you're not evaporating water through the skin from the cracks and so forth from chafing. And I would guess it would just help hold the body's heat and moisture in a bit better, and it's just another layer
and
of
maybe
insulation.
protect the water. It might freeze
yeah.
at a lower temperature, so it protects you from water freezing. Now, is moisturizer the question we have on email? We have an email line. Anyone can send us questions at udocs, udocs@gmail.com. And someone quickly wrote me, does moisturizer on the hands and feet do the same thing as Vaseline?
Well, most moisturizers are, liquidy and filled with mostly water, and they really wouldn't do as good a job at moisturizing the skin as something heavy-duty like Vaseline or Aquaphor. So I don't think you could probably get the same benefit. Having said that, though, it's better to have your skin in better shape if you're going to be outdoors, and a lotion will be better than nothing, but I don't really think that it's going to be equivalent. There's a huge difference between an ointment like a Vaseline and a lotion.
So what can we do to protect ourselves from these cold weather? First of all, one of the things when we talked to weathermen about this, they said it's an isolated event. We don't know whether it'll occur again. There's no predisposition for one to cause another. Is that your understanding as well, or is that outside your realm? But you've been an expert on frostbite on a number of shows, so I thought maybe you could help us with that.
You mean in terms of the polar vortex being an isolated event? Or?
Yes.
I'm not a weather expert.
Vortex.
I can't really comment, but there have been temperatures like this before. They were comparing record breaking temperatures in the Northeast, for example, and there were some temperatures pretty close to what we saw last week. In the late 1800s and so forth. So who knows when this type of thing will happen again? But apparently, similar extreme temperature swings have occurred before. So who knows,
And
by the way,
how does one know one's getting, how does one know one's getting in? How does one know one's getting in the risk for a frostbite? What are the symptoms one gets, and what should one do when they get those symptoms?
Well, the first symptom of frostbite is that you usually get some redness and pain in the skin area that is going to be affected. You might miss that if you're skiing, you're focused on not falling, or so people don't always recognize that that symptom. But the next symptom is that the skin's going to change color. It's in terms of losing color. It's going to turn more whitish or grayish. It may have a yellowish tinge to it, and then it's going to start feeling firm and also numb. So sometimes if you're with a buddy might notice the color change and point it out to you. And so it's good if you're going to be in extreme cold, to actually be with somebody else and not just be out there all by yourself. It can be very helpful to have
when this
help
happens,
point out changes.
For example, when you get the color change, do you then want to go inside and put warm water on it, or do you not want to put water on it, or do you want to just slowly warm up? Is there a difference between fast warming and slow warming, and what do you do?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, once it looks like there may be some signs of frostbite evolving, you want to first, get inside as soon as possible, and then you want to warm up the tissue, and certainly warm water warming is the best way to rewarm the skin. I'm not trying to use the word warm here too much, but that will cause the quickest rewarming of the tissue. And it's very important to rewarm the tissue as soon as possible, because otherwise the surface of the skin will be, if you do a slow warming, the surface is warming and then starts metabolizing nutrients, but it doesn't have blood flow from the deeper tissues, and so it actually makes the injury worse. So you really want to get that full, deep warming as soon as possible, and putting somebody in a nice warm bath of about 104 degrees or submerging the affected, hand or foot in a bucket of similarly temperature-wise water is the best way to do it. And then to make sure you keep that person or the affected area in the warm water long enough. A lot of times people don't rewarm long enough, and that causes more damage.
Well, we're going to talk more when we come back. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. Janet Hill-Pristowski is a board-certified dermatologist, and our topic is frostbite, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com for your questions for both docs. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Back to Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 5 minutes. Dr. Janet Pristowski is a dermatologist as we talk about frostbite. Dr. Pristowski, as far as the skin goes, are frostbite symptoms similar to sunstroke symptoms?
Sunstroke symptoms?
What sunstroke does to the skin is what I'm saying.
You mean in terms of a sunburn type of problem?
Okay, sunburn, sunstroke, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't really say so, because what we've got going on here is the actual formation of ice crystals in the tissue is then disrupting cells deep down and interfering then with blood flow, and it's like from like the inside out kind of thing in terms of destruction of the tissue. Whereas when you're talking about sun damage or that type of thing, you're talking about the sun actually burning the outside of the skin. If you're talking about like just getting sunstroke in terms of just general body temperature going up, maybe sure. That's what you mean by sunstroke. It's still a different type of situation where you're going to have blood vessel dilation, not blood vessel constriction. The main problem with frostbite is that the body is trying to prevent itself, its core temperature, from getting too cold. So you're constricting all your peripheral or all your small little blood vessels that go out to your digits and your nose and your ears and your cheek, so that your internal organs stay nice and warm. And it's a total flip-flop of a kind of situation. And sunstroke, you're trying to get rid of that heat through the skin. So in terms of the effect on the skin, it's totally different.
All right, very good. Here's Dr. Mike again.
Now, Janet, one of the things that we keep seeing at football games at this time of year is what we call some crazy people taking off their shirts and having a Cavaliers sign or a Green Bay Packers sign on their chest. So 7 guys in a row take off their shirts for a little bit of time. How long can they take off their shirts? And I know that's probably temperature dependent, but let's just say in Green Bay it was 0 degrees, So that is, it was 0 degrees, and the wind chill was probably a minus 15. How long could they go with their shirts off? And does alcohol help protect them? Does, in other words, a certain amount of alcohol in their blood mean they can go longer and are less vulnerable to frostbite?
Okay, so it's always a little hard to tell exactly like how long you can be out at a certain temperature for a certain individual, you know, with a certain amount of wind. It's just hard to give you an exact, like, how many minutes. In that severe kind of situation, obviously every, like, 10 minutes, you'd want to be checking out your skin to be sure you haven't developed frostbite, but... You know, first maybe they need to go, you know, indoors and have a mental evaluation for why their behavior is so bizarre. But because, you know, certainly that, you know, abnormal behavior in the face of severe cold is a risk factor for frostbite. It's a well-known risk factor, and that clearly falls into that category. Now, when you get to alcohol, alcohol is a bad mix when you're in severe cold because alcohol is a vasodilator. Alcohol is dilating your blood vessels. Your body is trying to conserve heat. You're losing more heat into the environment when you're on alcohol. Plus, it's affecting your mentation. So you're not going to be thinking responsibly. You may not even notice that you're turning numb or white or having abnormal changes in your skin. So the whole mix is not a good one.
So
is it more
so,
risk for fans?
So actually, the alcohol makes it less likely you'll be able to tolerate this other than the pain for longer. Obviously,
right.
Tolerating the pain isn't a good thing,
correct.
But makes it less likely. And the time period you just is very variable, probably based on the wind chill factor, and you just have to look.
Well, also, it's been also shown that for people who have been, let's say if you had an outdoor job, maybe you were in construction or something, and you were routinely working outdoors, you can actually build up a tolerance so that you could be outdoors longer than somebody else who's acclimatized to be comfortable in very warm climates. So there is a little bit of difference in terms of from person to person based on what their usual habits are in terms of, or their usual activities are in terms of their ability to tolerate the cold. So that's also another confounding factor in terms of just trying to give like a blanket statement as to how many minutes you can be out in a certain temperature.
And then
also there are other health issues. What if some of those people have diabetes? You know, diabetes affects your small blood vessels in the skin, and somebody who's diabetic is at higher risk of frostbite. And then certain medications, you know, if somebody's got high blood pressure and they're on beta blockers, that also increases their risk of frostbite. So there are just a lot of different variables, and I think that, you know, it's just unwise to just be taking those risks of drinking alcohol and taking their shirt off when it's 0 degrees out, you know.
And,
in terms of preventing extremely dry skin, even when you're indoors, when the weather gets this cold outside, is there a specific lotion or something to look for that you recommend?
Oh, in terms of just general skincare, well, if you're talking about just really dry hands, which is the most frequent complaint, so I'll just address that because I think basically any kind of lotion can be used on your overall skin. But I would go with, you know, just as they were talking about Vaseline earlier, Vaseline or Aquaphor, some sort of heavy petrolatum-based product. There are other hand balms as well that are heavy-based with petrolatum that would also work. But if you take all your rings off and you just, you know, put a generous amount on your hands, and smear it around, and then wait a minute or so, then wipe all of it off with a clean tissue, like facial tissues, and throw it away. You'll have just a microscopically thin layer of the petrolatum on your hands, and it will keep all the moisture in. And then if you do have to rinse your hands, it just doesn't wash down the drain. The problem with lotions is that they don't adhere to the skin well, so as soon as you've rinsed your hands off once, you're just back to, you know, dry skin and no healing again. So
Janet, we're going to have to say thank you. We're going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week now. Real Age Tip of the Week. Healthy vegetables prevent a major cause of heart attacks. How often have you said to someone, great hair, and had them grin back, lucky genes? However, we have more control, you have more control over your genes than you think. If you carry the very common bad heart gene called 9P21, loading your diet with fresh veggies and fresh cut, your risk of the family heart attack so much that it's as if you didn't get the gene. Something in fresh produce, especially veggies, turns the genetic bump into a wimp. So add those veggies, stop smoking, and get moving for a lower risk. You can have control. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Good job. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.